It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, Utah Jazz fans and all you other fans, welcome back.
You should all be.
I know you're driving to the game or you're listening or whatever.
You should be Golden State Warrior fans after last night. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the Suns on a back-to-back from the Warriors. The Jazz lost to them the night before. And then the Suns blow it last night. It was amazing. This is the kind of stuff we need. I mean, I hate relying on other teams losing, Scott, but that felt good. I love watching... I love watching the meltdown of another team, you know, where they're trying to figure things out and they don't know what went wrong. And then on the flip side, you should be very afraid of that Golden State Warrior team.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the series in all of the NBA playoffs go like seven games. I just don't see one team that's just like super dominant that's just going to control everyone and just blow people out. Because, I mean, you look in the West, those early round matchups they're tough. I mean, yeah. And Golden State, they look like a team you don't want to mess with, and the same thing with the Lakers, and so you're gonna have tough matches no matter. I mean, some people are saying the 3 and 4 seeds might be a better position to be in the West,
yeah,
just not because they're there, but just because they've been there before and they're scary. I mean, these are some of the best basketball players I've ever played, Steph Curry and Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and you got to respect it. And so I don't think the Jazz are afraid of these teams, but they're going to have a battle on their hand if they want to win.
Well, lest you think that we aren't concerned here for your well-being. I mean, we want to make sure that you're in a good mental spot going into the playoffs here, because the Utah Jazz, as they start things up here, as they have this last home game, and they have a couple more games the rest of the regular season here, I would love for them to lock out that number one spot here. I would love to know, just skip me to the end of the week. Well, guess what? We at KSL's Unrivaled have access to Scott Mitchell. And not only do we have access to Scott Mitchell, we have access to something even more wild and important than just Scott Mitchell. Scott Mitchell's crystal ball. Yes, that's right. So Scott Mitchell's crystal ball, it's a mystical thing. It's something that...
I don't bring it out often.
No, you don't.
But when I do, it's pretty accurate.
You shouldn't bring it out that much.
No, I feel like the ball hidden there.
I feel like we didn't hear it loud enough.
Here. KSL's Unwild.
Oh, no, that's not it. I want to hear the crystal ball voice again. Bring the crystal ball back again.
Scott Mitchell's crystal ball.
Is it a haunted house? That's what I'm like confused at. Is it so Scott apparently will throw some scenarios.
Do you know what
there.
The crystal ball sounds like, Alex? I just got to say, it sounds like the snobby USC fan. it really does.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Oh, so, that crystal ball.
Buffy, did you bring the crystal ball this time? We're staying up in Park City. That way, we don't have to mingle with the people of Salt Lake City.
Scott Mitchell's crystal ball.
I can hear it.
All right,
here's what we'll do. I'll throw out some scenarios there,
okay,
Scott. Yeah, you get the old crystal ball going.
All right. One second here so I can get, just, I can get
well, yeah, you
focused
gotta
un- in.
Well, you got to get the blanket off of that thing, too. You can't just – yeah, here we go. All right.
Okay.
Scott,
okay. I got
dial
I'm
in
ready.
Here.
I'm in.
What do you see in that crystal ball for the end of the Jazz regular season here? Everyone wants to know if they're going to be that number one – they're going to be that number one seed. What's going to happen? I can't wait for these games to finish to be able to know. Tell me.
All right, so I see I see lots of fans.
Oh, okay.
Lots of fans standing and just in like unobliterated, that's even a word.
Maybe unadulterated, yeah.
Exuberance and excitement.
I hope that they're unobliterated. That would also be.
Hey, I'm reading the ball here.
Hey, the Jazz.
I'm reading the ball here.
The Jazz ownership group doesn't want you to be obliterated during the game. By the way,
unobliterated.
Oh, unobliterated. Like, okay.
Yeah. So they're not okay, obliterated. Yeah, they're not obliterated.
The old. Can I get the country of origin, please? Can you use it in a sentence, please? All right. So
I see players like just in ecstasy. Just hugging and just, we did it.
Yes.
And I see the Utah Jazz winning. I see the Utah Jazz winning the whole NBA championship.
Wow.
Bold and stupid.
Bold and stupid.
That's
all
what's
right.
happening. That's what it said on the ball. It said bold and stupid.
Well, at the very least, just going off of the numbers, if the crystal ball doesn't help us, going off the numbers is pretty good. If you go to KSLSports.com, Ben Anderson has been doing these breakdowns here, and he's got the – the Utah Jazz, the likelihood of the Utah Jazz and where they're going to end up at the end of the season here, he has a 97.2% chance that the Utah Jazz are going to finish that number one seed and have the best record in all the NBA. So, not bad. You can go out just off. It's not just a crystal ball. This is like actual analytics, too. Not to diss your crystal ball. That's why I asked you first, Scott. So, it looks like your crystal ball.
So, the crystal ball is being backed up by statistics.
Being backed up by statistics, yes. Yeah. Scott, Kalani's.
So, we're using kind of spiritual and science at the same time.
Yeah, that's just called metaphysics, all right?
Got
that's
it.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
Scott, BYU, of course, coming off the 11-1 season. I have to ask. I mean, this is just a personal thing here. What do you predict for a 2021 rebuild year for BYU? What kind of a record are we looking at here? Are you waiting for my Venmo to come through to give me the answer? Like, what's going on here?
Well, the ball is kind of like
foggy. Like
it kind of rolled its eyes at me.
He's got Cheeto dust.
Well, it says you really want me to ask this one. You know, okay. Answer this one. It's like
the crystal ball rolled its eyes.
It rolled its eyes at me. Yeah,
okay.
it was like, oh,
all right.
Boy.
Listen, I paid my dues. Just do your job, crystal ball. Let's go.
The Cougars are going to be. 7-5.
Oh, good. So you saw a 7-5, and it wasn't 5-7.
No.
That's good. All right. Well, so 7-5.
The ball said that Kalani Sitake has turned a corner and started to create a culture that these players will fight and find a way to win some of these tough games.
That's quite a very specific answer from the crystal
ball. It was a ticker tape that came out of the ball.
It's like a label maker.
It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the precursor to the fortune cookies. It's before they get cut and put in the cookie.
Look, way better than the eight ball that just says ask later or maybe. So
I was a little upset at that.
Scott, I want you to throw out then. I mean, while we've got the crystal ball here, we can only get this thing out once a week. The power is just so strong. The Super Bowl matchup. Give me a possibility of a matchup from the AFC and the NFC, and then give me a champion. I'm going to get greedy here.
It's like shampoo.
What's shampoo mean?
Rinse and repeat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it's saying about the Super Bowl. It's a rinse and repeat year.
So we're talking about the Chiefs and
Kansas City. Well, no, here's the thing. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
It said the only difference is they got an offensive line now, and that's all they didn't have a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're hungry for some revenge, and all the good vibes in Tampa Bay, they're short lived.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So rinse and repeat.
The Bucks are going to take a dunk in the Tampa Bay actually, like the Super Bowl trophy. They're going to all jump off the boat.
I'm glad they only took a dunk in the Tampa Bay. I was worried about the alternative. So it's going to be the same matchup, but it's going to be
there's no one in the NFC that's going to match
alternate
Tampa
results.
Bay.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's not going to be close, by the way.
Okay, how is Zach Wilson's season going to go in New York? I'm like hoping for. I mean, just give me something. Give me a little something of hope because I've got friends that are very concerned about this, and I'm worried about it. Just give me some glimmer of hope.
Zach Wilson is going to have a fair season. It's not going to be a disappointment. It's not going to be a bust. It's going to be a wait until next year. folks are going to get tantalized and
unobliterated.
No. It started right that, but they said no. We used that word already tonight.
Yeah, scratched it out.
The Jets fans will be doing a lot of JETS Jets this year.
You made this prediction earlier.
There's something else that's in there, and I'm afraid to say it.
What is it? Tell me. I paid top dollar for this. My heavens. Uh-oh.
Well, I got cut off.
There you go. Okay.
The wires. See the wire. This is the real thing.
I was nervous about this. Are we being interfered with by other world things going on here?
Metaphysics is messing with us here. He's probably going to get injured this year.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I didn't want to say that.
Right. Well, I'm going to move right past that then. I don't want to jinx any of that. Scott, very quickly, can you ask the crystal ball while you have it?
Yeah.
You made that Charlie Brewer being the Pac-12 player of the year prediction, but does the crystal ball corroborate this? Or are we totally unobliterated on this thing?
No. It says right on, brother. All right.
It's a very chill crystal ball tonight.
Well, it has different moods. It's like a mood ring, too. It changes colors.
My heavens.
You ever have a mood ring?
Oh, I had the mood ring, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely.
Blue skies, baby. That's all I was.
And I got hot hands, and so it didn't work out for me. It was always like, you're grumpy, like all the time. You know what I mean? Scott, I appreciate it. Throw the towel over that thing, and let's make sure and bust that out again next week.
Put it back in the old filing cabinet.
Yeah, you can't get the crystal ball out every day, you know, because then it's just.
Then the life's no fun.
Well, and it dilutes the power of it. Yeah. So, all right. We're going to take the break here, even with this wild music in the background.
Reminds me of Indian food for some reason.
Scott, you know what that was? Do you know what we just did? It was our very, very first
Scott Mitchell's Crystal Ball.
I feel like there's more in the future. There's more in the future. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go on the program. We've got an Ask Scott Anything. We also have, quite a bit more. We have the NFL's schedule coming out, of course, and all of the details that come with that. So many games that we're looking forward to. We'll talk about that and much more. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.